Hi, everybody. We're here again, and today is Friday. And the date for Friday is October 26, 2012. So, I guess we have a lot of concerns out there for the East Coast with the storm coming and the hurricane. And it's called Sandy, I believe. So people are wondering what to do about it. So if everybody would like to help out on this here, it looks like there's probably two timelines colliding together causing this here. So we got like a copy and paste situation. So you could do a satellite clearing that will help people who are thinking about it and putting out their concerns, because remember, as the aliens transmit energies to people, they get traumatized. Maybe if you happen to have a fear clearing for yourself, that would work for you if you live on the East Coast. But the main ones would probably be the clearings for naturally the gray sky clearing, and maybe the earth protection clearing. Those three would probably be what I'd recommend doing. And if you wish to do some timeline crashes, that will also help out too. And that's what it looks like to me. So we'll have callers tonight for people who, if they were at maybe the workshop that I just had yesterday, or even at the New York Expo. If we have any newbies out there, you're very welcome to call in and ask your questions. And tomorrow is our once-a-week program, which is Saturday Live on the Light Ship. So you can come on to that tomorrow if you don't know about that. So I'll see if Carrie's out there. Is she out there, Carrie?
I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're on Station 2 tonight. So if you would like to call, the numbers are listed on the Creation Light Ship page at bbs.com, bbsradio.com, and let's see, the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And then if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, try, after the country code, try area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So we do have... Andy was asking, actually, Ron, you mentioned about the hurricane, and Andy's question was, Ron, what can we do about that big storm? So for those of you who might be listening, I think you're calling me on Skype, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My mouse went.
I'm just hitting decline, so it should stop ringing. Okay, sorry about that, guys. So for people who are new,
okay, there we go.
Okay. So if for any new listeners, I just want to explain those three clearings that you were suggesting we do, Ron, for the storm on the East Coast. And for any of you listening internationally, I don't know how much news U.S. news you get, but there's a big hurricane moving slowly up the eastern seaboard, and I don't think it's hit land yet on the U.S., but it's coming our way. So, if you go to Ron's website, Creation Light, L-I-G-H-T, Ship, S-H-I-P, so creationlightship.com, on the home page, scroll down on the left-hand side just a little ways, and you get to a green healing login logo, and below that there are two drop-down boxes, recommended healings and sample healings. So click on the sample healings drop-down box, and you'll see... Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 clearings there. These are free, and the three that Ron mentioned are on here. So the satellite timeline crash, the Earth Protect timeline crash, and then the gray skies timeline crash. Those are all the clearings that will help with this this storm that's barreling down on the U.S. So also, if you have the timeline clearing that is... $20 a week, I think. What would people put in that, Ron, if you wanted to do the paid timeline crash clearing, which we'll get.
I would just like to be kind of general about, you know, the name of the hurricane. Hurricane Sandy, East Coast. And you want to probably put the date on it, which you could put today's date. And if you do it like today and tomorrow, you know, through the weekend and Monday, just put the date down for each day because it works in the now. And so it is causing havoc somewhere out there, even though it's not here. So by putting the date on it, it will work elsewhere.
And then on the gray skies clearing, maybe you can describe what that one does, Ron, for any of the new listeners.
Yeah, the gray sky clearing helps to get rid of the bad-looking clouds, the alien ships out there, the energy that is between you and probably basically source energy. So these things kind of come in the middle of us living life here. So the gray sky should not be here. It should be a perfectly nice sky out there. So naturally, you know, we have the gray skies that people have, and now this is going to be a hurricane, so you see that up in the sky too, and it's, you know, much worse than gray, probably going to be really dark. So you want to get rid of that also. And it does feel like two timelines are being copied and pasted together to cause more trauma. So that's why I would do probably some timeline crashes just on the name, and that won't get associated with it. But by doing it like tonight or tomorrow, you're dealing with it wherever it is, because they already named it, so it already has a name, and from there we can help to get rid of it. So you just probably put down the Gulf Coast, I guess that's where it is now, I believe, and you know, give that a try. And it should do something to, you know, numb it out a little bit or get rid of it or, you know, separate those timelines. So you want to get rid of the timelines that are coming together. But that is the case. It appears to be that way to me when I look at it. And it's two different energies coming together. So just by putting it in there, it'll probably clear out, you know, both of them. So you don't have to really be too scientific, but that's what's kind of happening. And it's very possible that when devastation happens, where it's real bad, it might be a third timeline coming in to connect to it, to pull more energy from the people and whatever's being traumatized. So we had a nice workshop last night, just some decloning for the people that were there and other things. Some people in the audience, when I was watching, they were jerking around a lot, up and down, back and forth. Some people actually jerked. One person I saw actually kind of moved, maybe, looked like he jumped about 2 inches up in the air each time.
Wow.
And kind of like fell over a little bit. So it was quite something to watch. But from my standpoint, my vantage point. And people felt much better. And felt real. So I brought in some plants that were real. Well, they were the clone plants that was out in the lobby. And they didn't look too healthy. And even the person said that they looked like they were not very good, the person running the TRS center. I guess one of the owners there. And he somehow was very, you know, very easy to work with, and he could actually see the auric field change, because he said, geez, these plants looked like they were dying in a sense, no life to them, no life force, and that we did the cloning and making them real in the workshop. I took them outside after that, and he said, wow, look at that auric field on these plants. And then I did him and his cousin, I guess, did the decloning on them, and they could feel the difference too, and they were kind of amazed. So anyway, the whole experience back here in New York was pretty nice. More people got decloned and are feeling better. So the main question people ask me all the time is, gee, you know, how long is this going to last? And typically I would say probably a good 3 days, maybe longer, maybe a little bit less. But the more you think, the more you're going to be hooked up. So if you don't think, then you'll be yourself more often. because the unwanted universal travelers want to steal from you and take from you some way, you know, your energy that you have, which is your life force energy, and they get that through emotions by you being happy or being sad. If you're neutral, then when you're neutral, you're typically not going to think, and then you're in peace. So when you're in peace, they really don't want you because you're not responding or acting or following a script. And so that's kind of the way that works. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Terry. But if we do have anybody who's at the workshop or at the LA event, I mean, excuse me, the New York event, if you can call in, that'd be great. If you happen to come by the Light Infusion Chamber in New York, or was at the workshop, or just happen to see the booth, we'll see if we have any new people listening here tonight. You never know. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. So quite a few questions are getting typed in, Ron, and I just wanted to read a thank you that got typed in at the beginning of the show for MP, and I'm not sure what day you did this, if it was in reference to your workshop. But MP is saying, thanks for the implant removal, Ron. I had one in my neck messing up my brain. So hopefully you know what that's about, Ron. I just wanted to let you know MP is saying thank you.
I put on some implants this evening on the conference call.
Okay, that's probably what it was then.
I think probably lower back or tailbone area, nervous system or something in that area, and I saw a bunch of implants, so I sort of taking those out, and there was some that was also energetically connected through like a channel from the neck going down to maybe the tailbone or something, you know, the lower back area, first chakra area, I'll just say first chakra. Had a energy connection with an implant there and also one at the neck, so I released that too. Took off quite a few implants, different locations. I don't know how many. I'll just guess maybe 40, 50 of them probably.
Gosh.
And you might actually feel better. So if anybody also wants to comment on that, you could tonight if you want to call in. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's have a look. We've done that and we've done that. Liz is mentioning that the air seems really dry, I guess, where she is, and she's wondering if there's anything to do to help with breathing, and I guess her nose is feeling strange.
Here we go. So I'll just bring in some moisture in the air for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll just see if that can help you there. Yeah, it feels more like maybe not fitting into your surroundings. So I don't know what clearing you could do on the website for that. Maybe the oxygen clearing, do the alien oxygen.
I maybe be here now.
Yeah, be here now. I did actually felt a lot of energies just changing it slightly here, which kind of relates to what we're talking about. I was on a train today going through many, many cities. I don't know. I would guess possibly maybe 8 of them. And I could feel, As we would go through one city to the next, I'd actually feel the energy change as you're going through those city, say, grid lines, the programs of the people that are attached to that particular maybe city or GPS location or that square of the city. We'll just call it that, kind of like a checkerboard. And as you go from one side of the checkerboard to the other, going from, we'll say, the red and black, et cetera. Each time you go through one of those squares, you can actually feel the mind-controlling energies in each particular town or city going through that. So it's quite interesting to watch. And even the people kind of looked a little different each time I would go through one, because they would change. They looked like some were more connected to those areas than others. Some had maybe no implants going off, no energies being connected to them, and some other people had quite a bit. So it was interesting. But back to you, Carrie.
Each place felt different? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, each place did feel different. You had a different awareness consciousness after going, you know, through each city. Quite something to experience.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that subtle to me, but it was, in a sense, you know. I can see how people could change their thoughts. Kind of like, you know, like if you're reading a newspaper and you read a paragraph from one article, then you go to the next paragraph. It's a whole different mindset. That's kind of the way it looked, you know, as I viewed the people. And then I saw some people actually kind of like dozing off in certain timelines. Certain, you know, locations on the grid line or whatever you want to call it there. And then all of a sudden they would wake up, maybe after going through a couple of them. And that wasn't where their stop was. So they would doze off, and some, maybe they had a program to numb them out consciously. Maybe they're actually abducted and they just put the clone to sleep that stayed here the whole space. And they're in the Beyondo, and then all of a sudden they woke up maybe a short time later, as the train would go through a different location. So it's quite something to watch.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. You don't normally get a way to look at it, you know?
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see.
Okay.
So, Becky, Carrie, do you have any sci-fi questions?
Well, we have a quick question from Michaela that I'm sure other people have wondered about. It's to do with listening to the archives, Ron, and Michaela's just wondering if the water charging you do on the archives works when you're listening to the archives. And I know you've said clearings work 5 times, and she's wondering if...
It'll work 5 times for you. And then after that, it won't be activated.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you. And I'm pretty sure I just heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Ron and Carrie. It's Elizabeth. Liz.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm good.
How's your nose?
It's feeling much better. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about not fitting into the surroundings, but that felt right when Ron said that. So I'm going to go maybe... you'd be here now, and also the oxygen. But I really called to just comment on my experience at the expo.
Great.
Wasn't there for very long, but it was really, really interesting because I went to the decloning lecture that Ron gave on Saturday, and I purposely didn't go up for the first, calls for anybody that went or is new listening. He called up a bunch of people and said, who wants to be decloned, kind of after he decloned this vase of roses that was on the table. And it was so interesting because when you really look at people and see the differences, everyone experiences it in their own way, but after it's finished, everyone looks completely different. And some people have varying levels of reaction. Some people really move a lot and it affects them differently, and then other people just kind of stand there. But then at the end, if you look at them again, you know, you notice just really subtle differences, like their faces look softer, they have more color in their faces, they look more relaxed, they look more peaceful, they look more grounded. And there's almost like this tension that's just gone from everybody. And even the ones that are shaking their heads and say, oh, I don't feel any different, I don't look any different, I mean, they looked different to me. That's just what I noticed. And then the second time, I went up to get myself decloned, and I was kind of focusing on one woman that was sort of across the table from me. And it was really interesting because you kind of get a sense that you're not really seeing everything when you're just kind of walking around in your day-to-day life. And it's probably the closest feeling of peace that I've ever had. Just sort of the energy completely changes and the decloning is over. And I also had a similar experience in the light chamber this time. I only did one session, but it's very intense, I think, to feel, and you can actually see the energy in and around Ron's booth. It's totally different from anywhere else at the expo. And then when you come out of the chamber, at least I did, I felt like I had been sort of looking out of a dirty windshield and then someone had just wiped it off. But I didn't know it was dirty before I went into the light chamber, if that makes any sense. Like, when all this kind of stuff is removed, you're just sort of going, wow. And I could sort of see and smell and hear things differently after I came out. And I also remember, I think Ron was telling me about this once before, like, when I was in the light chamber, I literally put on, you know, you put a tissue paper and then you put the mask over your face and then the light starts coming on and it does feel like there's something in the mask that's actually massaging your eyes. And you just do your best to remain heart-centered and then when you come out, you just feel completely refreshed, like you had a vacation or a nap or something, but you didn't. And it's like this very, for me, it was I felt very alert and also very peaceful. So that was pretty cool. And then after that, I had to leave. So I think last year I went to the expo. I was able to do the 5 sessions in the chamber, which was really intense. And it's a lot more intense for me anyway. I don't know if other listeners feel that way, but it's a lot more intense actually being there and being, you know, standing in front of the monitor screens and seeing the light being and having Ron there and also being in the room, the energy feels much stronger than it does, you know, for me on the BBS shows, even though sometimes the clearings, like I feel them very strongly on the radio shows. When you're there, it was a lot stronger this time for me. So just wanted to share that with everybody. And, you know, I know I'm not a new listener, but I hope it'll help the new listeners.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's really nice to hear from you, Liz. What were you going to say, Ron?
Very well put, yeah. And yeah, some people are more sensitive to the energies when I do the decloning. So I'm not saying that some people are, like, really thick, have problems feeling energies. I'm just saying that sometimes the body just responds differently. So everybody is different. I guess the people who are trying very hard analytically to sense, to feel, to look at the clones, to do all this here, you know, they're going to have more of a problem. But what we found out by people watching last night at the workshop is that some people were a little more tense or rigid. And we had some seers in the audience that could see auras. And so the people that went up a little more relaxed, maybe they have done this before, but the ones that were more relaxed, their auric field bounced up very, very quickly each time I did a clearing. And the ones that were more rigid, tense, you know, maybe holding their arms tense, maybe they were afraid to stand up, you know, and people look at them, but whatever the reason would be there, it took them maybe, after I got done, maybe a half a minute to have that auric field pop out. Where the other people, each time I did one, it would go out a little further and further and further. So that was kind of interesting to have people note on that. But at the very end, you know, everybody, you know, gets the same process down, but people were commenting about how much larger their auric field looked, and skin color changes, and just, you know, people, when you get done, if you haven't had it done, you know, everybody's smiling. They feel good. They feel great. They feel warmer.
Yeah.
More energy. And that's kind of what you can expect by having a session. Yeah. And plus the real.
That also reminds me, Ron, of when, like, you were doing the decloning, like, different groups of people you said kind of came in more quickly than others. And yeah. I thought that was interesting, too, because it's like everybody sort of has their own pace. And, like, I guess different people would be a little bit more difficult to get the clones off, and then others kind of just, you know, like I think with my group, you said, like, we came in faster for some reason. I don't know if that's because, you know, maybe a couple of us had the whole lifetime emotional clearing. But, yeah, when I was in the light chamber, I think it was a full house. And it was really interesting because when people came out of it, they were just kind of like, even if they said, oh, it didn't really work for me, like I was standing right there and I could see, oh, yeah, it did. But for some reason, I don't know, they just don't want to acknowledge it or can't see it for themselves. But, you know, it's like that, you know, classic, you know, you can do for others or see for others, but you can never do for yourself. But, I mean, I'm probably the same way, but being an observer, which I really tried to be this time, it was really interesting to see them completely change. And yeah, everyone's just kind of like smiling and laughing, and everyone that helps out at Ron's booth has this like great clarity around them. It's really refreshing, I have to say.
Yeah, that's you. Hit the nail on the head. You're a great promoter of it, and that's what happens.
Yeah, it is. That's one bonus about helping you out, Ron, as we get any, even more cleaned off at the expos, too, because we're around you so much and you're bringing in all this energy. And there's the light infusion chamber, and, yeah, it's hard to take that thing down and leave after a weekend there. So, Liz, yep. Thank you so much for sharing all that. That's really helpful. And I know we have another beat. We'll get to you in just a second, caller. But there are also so many ranges of experiences to have within the light infusion chamber, too, depending on, you know, how often you get to go in. Are you itching to say something, Ron? Or should I carry on?
We had a beep there, I think. We have a beeper?
We did have a beep, yes.
Yes. I'm a beeper. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I was on the clone release yesterday, and I did notice something interesting before and after, that before I had sort of a strange personality. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I felt I was strange. And but after those clearings that I've had recently and last night, I had more of a natural personality. It seemed like I got more of myself back again. I was more natural. And I've been in extreme measure of peace the past few days, and I've been seeing things and realizing and releasing things just from the pure peace consciousness. It's been very peaceful for me and very nice to be in this peaceful state, away from everybody and everything and just in a peaceful state. Been really beneficial for me.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you do feel, for everybody listening, if you have, like, a bad day or you feel out of sorts or something, you know, it very possibly could be the clone that came into you for that experience is bringing forth that experience. So I would say, like, if you feel a little off, then get on and do the timeline crash for how you're feeling being off. Get rid of that timeline, and the clones that come into you will have a different type of personality. So if you have you're feeling kind of like, you know, funky, you know, like you feel depressed, okay? Well, then that means that you probably have clones with you that are dealing with depression. So that would mean that you want to clear out the timeline for depression. And typically depression is one of the key things that happen here with people. So you may want to do 100 timeline crashes. And if you have felt depressed in the past, and there, all these timelines can become copied and pasted upon, you know, onto you, and you can get a big whammy on that and then have the clones work out depression. So the timeline crashes for that to get off of that situation that you're dealing with, then you might have some relief within maybe a half an hour or so. And that's what I'd recommend doing. So thank you for calling, Larry. That makes you know, a lot of sense, that, that, you know, your personality will change according to what clone is in you. And the a program of what the alien race is giving the clone to work with you on. Remember, they're probably reading your psychic billboard and saying, oh, this person has this problem here. We're going to bring in some clones, create a timeline, and the clones now are on that timeline, and they're dealing with depression, or they're dealing with anger or sadness or fear or whatever, you know, emotion you are, you know, exerting out of yourself, displaying to other people. You may not even know what it is. You don't ask other people, hey, what's wrong with me? You know? They can help you out, and then you can do a timeline crash to get rid of that situation, because it could be a roller coaster ride for weeks or months even. Remember, if you get, they get mileage out of you, then, you know, they're going to be connecting to you on that same timeline. Each time you have a clone in you and it changes every 10 minutes, then, you know, the previous clone passes on your life experience and your situation to the next clone, so... you do have a way to break it just by doing the timeline crashes. And that's what I would highly recommend doing. So thank you, Larry, for calling.
Yeah, I had a question for you too, Ron.
Okay.
Okay, so it's about, my question's about channeling, that it's not just the spiritualist churches that channel, and they admit they channel, but they don't know where the energy's coming from. But also, on the Internet, it explains that the people in Hollywood, they all admit and explain that they're channeling, too, this energy in the movies and dancing and singing. They're all channeling, too, they say. They don't know where the energy comes from. And in politics, they don't know where the energy comes from, but they're channeling, too. It seems like everybody in the world is channeling. I wonder if you could give a comment about the unknown channeling that they give to one another, and they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so I can change that a little bit. Some people might listen to the program here and say, you know, what is channeling, or you already know what it is. Normally, channeling is when something connects to your consciousness that you think with inside of your head. Some people who are we'll just say, a medium, what they do is their spirit leaves their body, and then something else comes in. And then that something else can bring with its own vocabulary, its own language. Some people who never spoke French before can bring in a French person, typically. They'll be speaking French. And they'll have different mannerisms. So you're actually being taken over or possessed by that person or energy. And is it bad? Well, I don't like having things come into me that I don't know anything about. That's the bottom line, and I'm sure everybody out there does. And remember, when you ever hear of anything that's awful in the news, maybe somebody killed somebody or did something, they always say, well, wasn't me that did it. Well, that was the same thing as like channeling. Something came into their body. So basically, if we switch over channeling to having an emotional body coming into you, an entity, that's kind of what it would be, and it can overtake you and bring in the attributes, good or bad, of that person. So people do get the energy of channeling. So kind of the way it would be is, we'll just say that you're a person that maybe you're an actor, okay, and you have to prepare yourself for different roles, different scripts, we'll say, productions. So maybe you're doing two at once, which probably would, to me, would be very hard to do because these people are very dedicated, but they have to take on a mindset of the way that person is supposed to act. And they change from their own personality to something else according to what needs to be portrayed, you know, in that particular actor, we'll say, and what the role is. you know, so they're actually like role casting into a different type of person. And so when you do that, naturally, you're bringing the energies to yourself for that person, and you can get entities attached to you by being that person, along with getting the dialogue and everything else coming into you. So the whole thing typically may not be good. I'm not saying that being an actor or actress is a bad you know, career to look at, but you just need to know that, yeah, you know, if you happen to play, you know, say a bad guy doing awful things to people, and that's what you're known as when you do your casting of whoever you're going to be, and you can be taking on those entities into yourself, and then your life might actually change according to what you've been playing. Okay, so if you look at some of the movies out there that you've seen, you know, in the theater or DVDs, you notice that certain actors play a certain role, and that's because they're good at it. Now, how are they in real life? But maybe when they maybe put on a different hat to become somebody else, then the entities come into them, and the entities are probably acting out their life. Let's just say that, for instance, you were playing a gangster, and all of a sudden, you may have the entities of gangsters coming into you, emotional bodies, because they want to now see themselves through you or other people, maybe, you know, on the movie screen. So they're going to come into you probably by the hundreds and help you out with your job of acting, which is, you know, perfectly fine. And you may become the best gangster actor, actress or actor out there, because you're a channel for this information, and they're loving to play this role because they're in you. Another thing could be completely different, as bringing in timelines and mind control patterns coming into you also. From that, so it can go different directions, but the whole thing is that you're allowing something to come into you. You may not know about it, but now that you do, you may want to do some clearings to get it out of you, at least do entity clearings. So hopefully I answered that question. It may shine a different light for the new people listening here to understand why humanity's so screwed up here and why people are not responsible for their actions all the time, because it's not really you that's doing it. So back to you, Kerry, and thank you, Larry, for calling. A very good topic to bring forth.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Larry, and thanks, Liz. I think, actually, we had another beat there, Ron. I'm not sure. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, you do. It's Sharina. Hi.
Oh, hi, Sharina. I just wrote your question down, so you jump on in there.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Ron. I recently moved into a different house, and I spent a whole week doing space clearings on it, and my sense of it is that there's still maybe some entities hovering around or something.
I got it. Yeah, you have a whale in your house.
A whale?
Oh, my goodness.
That should be a good thing, shouldn't it?
It could be a good thing, but if it was tortured and died or something, or, you know, had a harpoon in it, the emotional body would feel the trauma.
Oh. Can you please remove it?
Yeah. So since you came to the expo and added a lot of help for us here, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
So here we go. And everybody else might actually see the whale leave. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and this is the emotional body of the whale. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's released. And look at the spirit energy is still hanging around. That doesn't normally hang around that much. So let's release the spirit now. 1, 2, it's gone. How's your house feel? Are you in your house now?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it feels a bit different. I was wondering, like, the owner that built the house, he built it for retirement place, and then he died. And a lot of Hawaiians or sort of local people around the house, and there seems to be a lot of anger, I mean, around the properties, other properties. There seems to be a lot of anger between, I don't know, it's just, or vortexes or something. Can you, does it look clear to you? And if not, is there something else I can do?
Boy, yeah, there, you do have some stuff there. Kind of see what it is. I would say probably 60% of it would probably be a vortex. So 60% I'd say is a vortex, and that could even be bringing in the other 40%, making it 100% of other things. So it feels like you have two entryways into your house. Well, since you live on an island, you know, that's one of those key locations where things can come and go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Another place is in Florida, maybe lower Florida, where, you know, there's a lot of entry points there. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. I think I'd probably try the maybe a timeline crash on the vortexes.
Okay.
And thinking here, I would probably input maybe about, like they got activated about 300 years ago. So I'd probably just do like 300 years and just see if it goes away.
Okay.
So the starting point might be keeping it there at the GPS location. It could be an inactive one.
Okay.
That's what I would try. And then
okay.
You might just send me an email if, you know, let me know how much better it feels and stuff. But that's kind of what it feels like to me.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Also, I sent you an email with all of the over $100 things that I had gotten, and I was hoping to get the half-price code for the body jumpstart. Should I send you another email and hope to get that?
Yeah, send me another email because I've been having, may have got shuffled around or something. Yeah, just send me a new one. Just forward it out. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. Aloha.
Hey, aloha.
Thanks for calling, Sharina. Good luck. There is the vortex section within the space clearing, too, and I imagine you've probably done that, but just in case you haven't, because there's a lot of stuff on that clearing, the space clearing. Maybe that vortex section will help, too. Ron, why would a whale be in somebody's house? Can you talk about how that could happen?
Yeah. I'm trying to see how it got there. I think that very possibly the land there, a long time ago, it got harpooned. And I'm seeing like a wooden harpoon, so maybe the natives there of, you know, of Hawaii did that a long time ago. And so maybe on the land itself, before there's a house, very possibly maybe they ate some of the whale meat there.
Oh,
or did something like that. So some whale parts are there, and they're probably eating or something. You know, Will got taken there, part of it, okay, and that's probably what it's hanging on to is its own energy because, you know, that's where it rested.
Right. Goodness. Wow. Well, well done, Sharina, for spotting that. So, okay, so let's see. It's about 7:45 here, so we've got about 10, 11 minutes left. Quite a few questions. I did want to go back, Ron, on the topic of the light infusion chamber and see if you could address Raymond's issue. Most of us have great experiences in a light infusion chamber, so he's wondering about some pain that he is still having in his arms, which I guess he was in a light infusion chamber, I guess maybe in New York, but he still has the pain, and So I was wondering if you could take a peek at him and maybe let him know what other clearings he needs to do, because, of course, we're very multi-layered with all the things that are going on with us, and a trip to the light infusion chamber isn't necessarily a fix-all for every possible thing that could be wrong with us, although it does seem to help with an awful lot. I know I had brain surgery and eye surgery and hand surgery one time when I was in there that just blew me away and got rid of my silent migraines as of 3 years ago. But not everything gets fixed with a trip into the light infusion chamber. So what would you suggest for Raymond, who still has some arm pain he's concerned about?
The way it looks to me, Raymond, is that you have a problem with an object. And so one of your bodies, that would be, say, one of the emotional bodies, and maybe the or the pain body, one of those bodies has like a spear in it or a knife or something sharp. So if you just go on and do the object clearing from your arm, it could probably help you. That's what I'm seeing here. back to help everybody else out. Hang on one second. Need to get some water.
Okay.
Having some yummies here. So why don't you go on and do some object charging. And maybe do it about 10 times for an object in your arm. And just see how that feels to you. If it helps you out somewhat or completely, and then maybe come on tomorrow, and we'll just see how that's progressing. Maybe we'll get rid of it with that. I'm kind of curious. That's what I'm seeing in you. And also, when you do it, you probably have something to deal with infection, so you want to clear that out of you also. So that's what I would do is the object clearing and do something with infection on the object clearing also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. On the topic of clones, Marcy is wondering if clones have emotional bodies.
Clones, yeah, of course they have emotional bodies, because you have one.
And they're a copy of us, so they've got everything we've got, right?
Yep, they attach to you. Yep, they take all those bodies and create them. Remember, the darkness gave you these situations, and so the Earth Spirit gave you the protection of these bodies, even though you may look at them as a negative thing, you know.
Right.
A lot of people don't like to have their emotional body because they think something's wrong with it, and they get emotional all the time. Well, it's because it's overfilled, but if it wasn't there, you probably would have been dead a long time ago. It's doing you a big favor. And those get recreated with your stuff. Because the next clone has to be you, you know. Wasn't there a song that like that with our parents' song, It Had to Be You or something? It wasn't in my generation too much, but I remember hearing, I think my parents listening to it, you know, on... Mm-hmm. You know, I can honestly say, being a little older, that it's really nice to go into stores and hearing the old-time rock and roll, and even the young kids like it. So that's really great, you know, for older rock and rollers, you know.
Warming your heart, is it wrong?
Yeah, they kind of, you know, got rid of the a lot of the Motown and the Elvis stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, you know, probably in the, so to say, the 70s typically is played in almost all the stores. So if you figure the 70s, that's, you know, basically, you know, over 40 years or maybe 40 years ago, hearing old music. And, you know, that's kind of good. Then you wonder, gee, I remember these songs, you know, what's in that to program me, you know? But I won't get into that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who has a 9-year-old son, and he's learning guitar, and he's playing all the songs from the 70s. He has this music book of it, and now he's got the CD. Well, his dad has the CD, so he's playing all these things, and he's humming all these 70s things when we're in the car. It's really funny. And I look around, and how do you know that song?
Yeah,
it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got another clone question. JD was wondering...
I got one, too.
Okay.
I saw two YouTube videos. One was, I think, of Charlie Chaplin, I believe, okay?
Uh-huh.
If I'm wrong, maybe somebody could enter it on the fast chat there. Maybe it got out on emails or something somehow or whatever. But anyway, somebody told me about it and showed it to me. And it showed Charlie Chaplin with a lady walking in the movie in like the 1920s with her left hand up, talking on a cell phone walking. And also somebody was there in the movie talking on a cell phone. I mean, you look at it, you go, at least this lady walking, why would she have her left hand to her head, I believe, walking, you know, maybe, you know, I'll just say 15, 20 steps. Then they showed another one of an older movie. These are all black and whites, you know, the older ones. And this person was holding it looked like an Apple computer, a laptop, that had rounded corners. Now, I don't recall anything. Yeah, I don't recall anything that I can remember growing up. Most of the things back then, I think, had more square corners on it if you bought anything, like a picture frame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so now the laptops, so they probably they won't poke you, although, you know, at least the new ones anyway have rounded corners. The old ones had square corner, but this had a rounded corner. So I don't think anything was really sold back then that looked like a laptop, maybe an inch thick, like an Apple computer.
That's
so that was another weird one. So what would that mean, you know? Did they happen to take that movie and take the original print and copy and paste a person walking in it? With today's technology, okay? Remember, we've seen movies in the old days where they had, there was that one female star, I forgot what the name of the movie was, a real common name, I think, but they had her and her twin sister, which was looked like her. And I can't bring it up, it's been so long ago, but I can kind of remember it vaguely. It wasn't Bridget, but something like that. But anyway, you may remember that movie. That was the first time I think they actually did that, where they had two people looking identical in the movie way back when. And this is probably, I would say, in the early 60s, probably. And but anyway, back to you, Carrie. It looks like our time is...
We're done.
Tonight. Boy.
Okay.
If anybody has any weird things... This is Paranormal Friday. If you happen to see any weird things, like on YouTube or something, give me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, or just go on to CLS Questions. That'd probably be best. So CLSQuestions@yahoo.com, and we'll check that out, and we can talk about it. You know, I still like watching the barking cat. So, anyway, if you haven't, if you're a newbie and you haven't checked out the Barking Cat on YouTube, you can see what it is having a possessed animal for a short amount of time because the dog went into the cat and was barking. So, anyway, I guess we'll say thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. And we'll see you later, everybody. And tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Chat. Same time, same station, but it's Saturday. Bye, everyone.
Night, night. Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.